Dasara is all about, in Karnataka it is about Chamundi, in Bengal it's about Durga, but essentially it's about the feminine divinity, because this quarter belongs to her. In this quarter, the earth becomes gentle. Because earth becomes gentle means the northern hemisphere of the planet becomes gentle, because it receives the least amount of sunlight from now onwards. So everything becomes subdued and feminine. It's not on in a big way like that. So the beginning of the feminine quarter is the Navaratri or the Dasara, which is all about the goddess. The 9 days are classified as to three basic qualities of tamas, rajas and sattva. The first 3 days are tamas, where the goddess is fierce, it is like Durga and Kali and whatever. The next 3 days are Lakshmi related, gentle but materially oriented goddesses. It is dedicated to Lakshmi next 3 days. The last 3 days to Saraswati, which is sattva of knowledge and enlightenment and other things. And the final day, the 10th day, it is a Vijayadashmi. That means you conquer all these three. Conquering all these three or going beyond all these three means investing in these three will make your life in a certain way. If you invest in tamas, you will be powerful in one way. If you invest in rajas, you will be powerful in a different way. If you invest in sattva, you will be powerful in a completely different way. But if you go beyond all this, it is not about power, it's about liberation. So when you have won over all these three, it is Vijayadashmi, the day of victory. When you have won over all the three, that you did not give in to any of them. You saw through every one of them, you participated in every one of them, but you did not invest in any one of them. You won over.